gonna salt my vineyards. They're gonna salt my vineyards. Is that how they think this is gonna go? They're gonna salt my vineyards. They're gonna salt my vineyards. I'll salt their promises.
My masked players, this is the Dominion League Weekly Podcast, a recap of this week in Dominion Games. I am your host Strumpf, and this is the episode for October 18th, 2021. This week's nail polish is I'm So Very Red. It's red. I'll be attending a wedding this week, so I thought I'd go classic. Shout out to Not Too Bad Terra Cubist and Den of Sin Guilty, who all guessed correctly. Well done. I have to say I do find it satisfying, knowing that this episode and last week's episode, the way they are typically listed in podcatchers, will make them read I'm So Very Radioactive. I do like that. It's not the reason I chose I'm So Very this week, obviously, but it's a nice coincidence. I like it. 'Tis the scary season. I do enjoy all the new names on Discord. They are so very fun. My favorite by far is Bluey with the little knife, which is very scary. I do scare easily though, so it's very cute. I haven't come up with a good play on Strumpf, so I just changed my avatar instead. And I do feel very spooky now. It's a little disturbing every time I'm messaging people now, I have to admit. But yeah, that's my contribution. I don't think the scary season has traction within my generation, which makes me sound a little old. So yeah, it's nothing that special to me personally. But I do enjoy the new names and the seasonal names, and this new tournament. But yeah, let's get into it, shall we? Nothing much happening in A for the time being. Could this be because our A players are also masked players and are busy playing other tournaments? Only time will tell. In B1, Mixinuk played and won his first two matches of the season against Markus and HK3. In C1, Lemon Spawn added another win against Spiraler. The first match of the season in C2 went to a tie between J. Trupiano and The World, who went on to lose a match against Earl. Earl is now in the lead of this division. In C4, Yuma won his first match against AssembleMe, and they're now in number one position. Over in D1, Minionpon played three matches, winning against Kitiri, formerly known as Seprix, tying Don't Coo, and losing against HaloAndy007, who is leading the division for now. In D3, Yoifuro won their first match against Holtz, and Mort clean-sweeped Xuna? In E-tier, Eskuglun won their first match against Cat Don't Bark in E3. Mr. Guy 888 played two matches, tying against Scumpy and losing against Scoboot27, who is at the top of the division as of now, that is E5. In E6, Seltrosa and Jekyll tied their match. In E7, Heth tied at Detector. And E8 was pretty busy. Nezala won against Ruapadi and tied Ich Bin Da, while Chestek won against Leonard Ha, who in turn won against Nezala. All of this leaves Chestek as the current number one of this division. Which leads us to the results, comments, shout-out section. And before we get to results, comments, I collected some more fun Duolingo sentences I was asked to translate. It's like a little poem. So it starts with, I am a cat. Blime is not a cat. This is not a cat. Blime is a woman, not a computer. Thank you, Duolingo. So, results comments. We had results from J17, Miss Shine, against It's Brutal. And Miss Shine won 3-5 to 2-5. And she says, really fun game. Thanks, friend. Happy smiley. Very nice. And then match results from I6. Treebonk went 0-6 against M. Weinreich. And Treebonk says, fast and furious. Great player. Results from E6, Jekyll v. Seldrosa. And Jekyll says, yarr, highly amusing pirate ship game at the end. A very enjoyable series of games. Heart emoji. Well, it's not an emoji. A little heart. Very cute. And then results from J1. TAD 12345 played 2-5, 3-5 against RJMCL. And comments, 2 ties, but RJMCL had less turns, so I counted that as a win for RJMCL. Which, just saying, you should, in fact, count as a win for the other person if you tie and they had less turns. Which is, in fact, how the client counts it. But thank you. And then there were results from H9. Shylex played 2-4 against Supernick. And Shylex says, to be honest, I have no idea how in the hell I only won 2 of these. Which is an interesting comment, for sure. Results from J15, Anitka played 3-0 against Beth and says, fun games, made me worry in a good way, smiley. Results from I19, Peter, clean sweeped Shorty, and comments, worthy opponent, many games were very close. Which is a nice comment in this situation. And the last comment is results from H2O, Cruz Keen played 3-3 against Eos Bumsy, and Kruskin says, mucho fun! And this brings us to the significant lead shoutout section. And what can I tell you? It's only week 2. Like, it's been 8 days. And we already have 7 members of the Season 48 Significant Lead Club! What is going on? What are you doing? How? Why? I am in awe, is what I want to say. So shout out to Trust20, Chocopie, Kerndog, Roanba, Chorner, Polymorpher, and Supernick. Well done, all of you. Very impressive. Especially Chocopie already played their 5 matches. There might be someone dropping from that division, but still, I find this very impressive. So, the Shuffle It Championship. Another week of riveting championship matches has gone by, and of our contestants, only the following are still in the running. SSLY, Silly Potter, Jean-Michel, Siami 4, Mercury 444F, J Nails, Sangatsu, R Silverstein 12, NA Smith 99, RD2, Haka 3, Recycle Garbage, HSYPSX, Kazumaru 0828, Sammy, and Freaky. Good luck to all you excellent players! So in case you hadn't noticed, there is a new tournament in town, and it's called Masked Player. What a treat! So we have 16 masked players who play 3 rounds of matches, and then the top 4 will face off. The names are wonderful. Chef's kiss. Whoever came up with those names, you did a fantastic job. As far as I know, even the players themselves don't know who the others are, or most of the others. But here are some observations. Lemonspawn was spectating the Mummylander v28 Translator match, and NASmith99 did commentary for Corpse Groom v Jack of All Lanterns. Mick, Tracer, and J-Nails have all posted suspicious things, but they could of course be messing with us. Who knows? But thanks so much to Alibi and Kay for organizing this. It's truly such a gift to the community. You are pretty awesome. Moving on to size games. In round 3 of big games, Alibi won his match against Mort while all the remaining games were tied. Mort has an automatic win in round 4 due to Fika Monster dropping from the tournament. Cyrus remains in the lead of overall rankings with 9-3. In medium games, shout out to Group Orchard, who are already done with their matches. Well done. The Man 0613 has overtaken AJL 828 in overall rankings for now, with 7 wins in 2 matches. In small games, there were no changes. Bell 22 is still leading overall rankings. The grand finale of the Card Champions tournament took place last night between Akugir and Terra Church. What can I tell you? Akugir took it away 3-2-2 and is the Card Champions champion! Congratulations! Moving on to doubles. Only the Avatar, master of all 4 elements, could stop them. But when the world needed him most, he vanished. So, turns out, scheduling with 4 people is hard. As of now, rankings are led by teams Folly, Coil, and Cheesewave, with 4 wins in 4. And now we've already reached my personal week in games. It was a lot of Dominion last week. A lot of Dominion. My personal highlight was hands down the small games match against my Bienchen. We had so much fun! We also made a lot of mistakes and overlooked so many things, and Spectre was mad. But let them be mad. It was so enjoyable. It was so much fun, truly. Thanks, Bienchen. Then I played 2 league matches, and I am at 50% right now. My match against Lauda yesterday was very tough. Hi, Lauda! I was very happy to have gotten 2 wins. It actually felt like I had won the whole match. Those were some very instructive games, for sure. And now, let's talk about style. So, in their league match, Mick and Markus played a board, game 5, with Ruins, Vineyard, Navigator, Baker, Cultist, Displace, Festival, Treasurer, Wild Hunt, Artisan, and Horde. And then they had Salty Earth and Citadel. Markus opens Silver Cultist, Mick opens Silver Treasurer. Markus preemptively salts the first vineyard. The commentary to which from Mick you have heard at the top of this show, of course. That was hilarious. Now, they're playing this through. Mick gets to empty third pile with +1 VP, but he decides to also up vineyard points by getting another action card and wins the game. From what I can tell, this merits style points, just because of the vineyard-artisan interaction. However, Johns wrote in, not specifically about this match, but Johns said, that winning with exactly one more point when you could have won with more is what makes for stylish play. So, I don't know. I mean, it's always dependent on context. It's always dependent on the individual board. So, I still think upping the vineyard, even though it was unnecessary, was pretty cool. And that was definitely a fun game. So I'll link it to you if you want to go back and revisit that one. It's a quick one. It was pretty neat. And I think John's point is surely true in other situations. Like if you just, I guess, if you three pile and then you had 8 or 5 money but just go for a state, I would totally agree on giving them style points for that. And with that, we have reached the preview. We have, of course, some more championship matches. Thursday, 13 UTC, HSYPSX will play SSLY. Oh, I forgot to shout out HSYPSX's one-day things, which are really fun. So if you haven't checked them out yet, please do so. Those are just questionnaires, if you will, Dominion-related. And they're played on weekends, so starting Friday night, like the US Friday night, and they go for 48 hours. And you try to answer all the questions, and then you get points for questions you get right, and then you also can choose 5 of 12 questions. Where you will, if you answer them correctly, you will get also points for each other participant who failed to answer them correctly. Questions are tough, I would say, but I'm also like very impatient with answering these. Like, I don't like to sit around and really like think and go through all the cards and card types and names and blah, blah, blah. That's just not my style. So I'm just like, if I don't come up with an answer within a minute or so, I'm just like, meh, doesn't matter. Instead, I like to just type comments as my answers. But anyway, it's a lot of fun. So check it out. Where were we? Okay, so then Friday, 13 UTC, is the Silly Potter v. Jean-Michel Championship match. And Saturday, 3 UTC, Kazumaru OA28 will play Mercury 444F. At 16 UTC, Sam E will play N.A. Smith 99. Oh, then there is, at 17 UTC, there is a Masked Player match, the Unsexy Vampire v. Spooka. And Sunday, 13 UTC, Recycle Garbage will play Freaky for the championship. 14 UTC, Ill-Gotten Brains will play Easy Bake Coven for Masked Player. Then 18:30 UTC, Gory Teller will play Night War on Elm Street. And 19:30 UTC, Dawn of the Dead will play Bonfire Bad Lady. Is it Bonfire Bad Lad? Here it says Bonfire Bad Lad. Is that correct? Is that a hint? Let me check the pin posts. Okay. This is an observation. Maybe it's just a typo. But what if? Oh, this is so much fun. This is so much fun. I can't wait to find out who is who. Ah. Okay, so that was the preview. And now it's time to share thoughts. My thoughts on any given piece of media I've consumed over the week that is strictly non-Dominion related with you in Spec Chat. Okay, so I have watched last week or the week before Black Hawk Down just because I enjoy a bad movie every now and again. And it was very, very bad. Just don't watch it. Very bad. But Eric Bana is in it. And whenever I see Eric Bana, I have a little Brad Pitt in my head who is yelling, Hector! And so, of course, I had to revisit Troy, the movie. And it's very confusing. Like, I just don't... It's been a while since I've read the Iliad, and I don't think I will revisit this book anytime soon. But I found it very, very strange to kind of tell Troy as the story of these two random dudes, Achilles and Hector, just because why? Like, they're not that comparable, in my opinion. But okay. And then the second thing that confused me was just the casting of Brad Pitt as Achilles. Very strange. Very strange. But my favorite moments from Brad Pitt as Achilles. So there's this scene where Priamus, the king of Troy, sneaks into Achilles' tent to beg him for the body of Hector. Spoilers? Sorry. And Achilles doesn't know who this old man is, and he's a very old man. And Priamus just, like, enters his tent, comes up very close to him, and kisses his hands. And Achilles is like, excuse me? Like, space? Can you... What? Who are you? So that was very nice. And then, so Achilles is, like, a very... not very likable character in this movie. And he's very arrogant. But the one thing that was just a very cool thing to say, I have to say, even though it was arrogant, but I liked it, was before Hector and Achilles start fighting, Achilles tells Hector, "You won't have ears tonight. You won't have eyes or a tongue. You'll wander the underworld blind, deaf, and dumb, and all the dead will know. This is Hector, the fool who thought he killed Achilles." That's a very nice line. It's a very nice line. And of course, before that, there is the Hector thing, which is just, it's so, I'll link it to you in the show notes. It's very fun. Also, like the way he's panting, he's like, Hector! Hector! It's so cute. I just find it very funny. And that's what I wanted to share with you. And that's it for this episode. Thank you for tuning in. You can find me on Discord for feedback. I am Edstrumpf, and I'll catch you all next week. The game has ended. Bye.